don't want to go there, but you guys solved a lot of things, it looked like, in terms of moving the ball consistently against the Steelers, but seemed to stall out the red zone. What's the frustration as a play caller when that happens?
Yeah, at the end of the day, move the ball a bunch, score 15 points, and that's how you win or lose this game, is by scoring points, and we didn't do a good enough job of it in the red zone. You know, it's important for us, as we improve in certain areas, to keep the other areas that we've been doing pretty well or been doing okay in from falling. You know, it's that kind of old thing, you know, don't fix a hole in the boat and then let the other one open up, whatever the hell it is. You guys figure it out. But you know, we can't let something else drop off because we're fixing something else. We have to sort of fix everything, get better at everything. We're really close to doing some good things this past game, but close doesn't really matter in this league. I think Bill Parcells said you are what your record says you are, and that's, you know, sort of true as a team. And I think offensively, we can sort of look at points scored. At the end of the day, 15. You know, 15 is not enough usually to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's a good team we were playing, and we got to score touchdowns down there in the red zone. Had plenty of opportunities, plenty of different opportunities to maybe just score that touchdown in one form or fashion. We just didn't do it, and we got to get better.
What exactly has gone wrong in the red zone, and what do you have to do to fix it?
Multiple different things. It's not one huge, you know, area. It's not all, you know, let's say communication. It's not all one thing where we can really pour a lot of focus into that. It's one spot doing one thing incorrectly. It's one spot not getting a piece of communication that is important. It's, you know, just 6 inches here, 6 inches there on a throw or a run or a block. It's very small things. It's very detailed things that we have to do better. And it is that 6 inches. It's, you know, do we throw that ball 6 inches better? Do we extend 6 inches more? Do we, you know, put our hat in the right place on a run block that gets us a touchdown run? It's multiple of those things, but at the end of the day, if you want to pair it on one thing, it's sort of details. It's focused on details.
Is that easier or more difficult to fix than if it was one thing you could just keep repping?
Well, if you did one thing horribly, you could pour a lot of attention into that and try to fix that. In a way, it's encouraging because we're really close. But in another way, you have to do multiple things. You know, multiple position groups have to sort of fix their little problems that popped up along that thing. And then offensively, big picture, we got to keep an eye on all of it. So whether it's more difficult or not, I'm sure they both have their challenges. But got to find a way to get better. And when we do get better in the red zone, not lose something else somewhere else.
Why is Dwayne Washington your goal line back?
Size, power, things like that.
Is Amir Abdullah in some of those situations?
Same answer.
The TV cameras caught you and Matt having sort of an animated discussion after one of those red zone possessions, the first one in the fourth quarter the other day against the Steelers. I was just curious what that was about, if there was any.
I don't remember. Maybe talking about a play, talking about, I don't know. We're always talking about something. I don't remember specifically which one it was. I'm sure we were discussing the last drive and whatever happened on that drive. I don't remember.
Nothing like that.
What have you thought about the protection your running backs have given you with some of their pass pro?
I see improvement. It was really beneficial this last game. There's a lot of clips where, you know, maybe they're starting on the left and they're having to go over here on the right and pick up a DB, which is, you know, people do that in this league quite a bit, but it's you don't take it for granted. That's good work. Those guys are having to sort of work their way through the progression of the protection in their with their eyes and all that. And they're doing a better job. Haven't been perfect all year, but saw some really nice things in this game from those guys. And I think Coach said it or somebody said it earlier this week, those Steelers linebackers really bring it. When they blitz, they blitz physically and they blitz downhill, and they can really bring it. And I thought our guys stood in there pretty firm and kept the pocket nice and clean from their perspective.
Why is Amir not gotten a single third down carry this year?
Situation. We got.
Can't seem to change personnel to get into the red zone. How much do you self-scout on just different play calling, kind of changing things up a little bit to make it more feasible?
In what manner? Sorry.
Just to give yourself a better opportunity to try to score when you have the opportunity. I mean, it sounds like Dwayne Washington is the guy. And if you guys are struggling and the defense knows that he's coming, what other things can you guys do just all the way around to give yourself a better chance to capitalize on scoring opportunities?
I think we're aware of our tendencies. Talked about that a little bit last week. You know, could be how you align formationally, could be how you align, you know, in the shotgun or something like that. We're aware of all that. And we're not locked into anything. Just because something is our game plan for the week doesn't mean something's going to be our game plan for the year. Obviously, if you do that, you're quite predictable. So you're going to see multiple guys doing multiple things moving forward. It might be different week to week, might be different every single week, or things could stay the same.
Amir, again, what situations would you need to see to have him get the ball on third down?
Well, Amir traditionally doesn't play a lot on third downs. We're doing a lot of passing in the league. The league is very high percentage pass on third down. That's true of us as well. So we're throwing the ball a whole lot. We're doing a lot of route-related things. We're doing a lot of protection-related things. Theo is quite good at that. Some of our other backs have done a really nice job at some of those things. So on third down, like the rest of the league, we throw the ball a very high percentage of the time. So there's not a lot of runs to go around. When they are, some of the guys that are in there tend to get them.
The way Brian Mahalik protected against the Steelers, it seemed like he held up pretty well there.
Yeah, I think he did a nice job. I think he did a nice job playing against guys that he had sort of been with, worked with in training camp, worked with over the offseason. He held up well. He fought. Wasn't perfect. Could have been a little cleaner technique-wise. But I thought it was an admirable performance, and I thought he showed himself pretty well. He's got to keep coming, keep getting better. We're gonna count on him moving forward in whatever role he has.
I'm going to go back to this again. Do you think that Dwayne Washington and Zach Zander are maybe better pass-catching backs than Amir then? Because they've been in on more third downs.
I'm not into rating guys in the media.
The Packers, I think they're tied for 30th in the NFL in sacks. They have some good outside rushers, obviously, in Perry and Matthews. So I was curious why they haven't put up the numbers and still how wary of those guys yet.
Yeah, I think they're really close on a bunch. I think they're still just as good as they have been. Those guys are really good up front. They have been for a long time. They got a bunch of good players. We really respect them. Obviously, being in the division, play them twice a year, know who they are, know where they line up, know what kind of moves they like. But at the end of the day, they're really good players. I think they're really close. Could be a situational thing here or there. Could be a just missed one type of deal. So we respect them. We think we're going to get their best, and we think they're a really good unit.
Some NFL offenses use a QB sneak as a bread and butter short yardage play. Given Matthew's skill set, toughness, I just wonder why you don't lean on the QB sneak a little bit more.
It's always available. Sometimes that's week-to-week game plan. There are reasons for doing that or not doing that. It's something we've done before, and it's something I'm sure we'll do again.
Key Brown had the big catch at the end of that one. Are you a believer that one big play can kind of get the guy going if he needs more production or a confidence boost?
Well, it's not going to hurt, but I would rather have six pretty big plays. I think consistency is something we're looking for with our offense. And for a guy to play consistently over and over and over, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter, that can really build confidence. One big play, I love it. That's great. We like big plays. I would love consistency with our entire offense. And let's make big plays or somewhat big plays over and over. All right?
You guys make sure that the fact that this offense has underachieved doesn't creep into their psyche?
I think we got a good set of guys with a good head on their shoulders. We got a mix of veterans and young guys, and guys that are just showing up, going out to play good football one week after the next. And I think that's the way to attack this thing. You get to play a game usually each week, usually just one a week. You go out there and you attack that game. You try to beat your opponent. You try to execute your job well. And that's really enough to think about for a week in this league. It's a high character group of guys that's really attacking each week, and we're going to keep doing that.